Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present, I Left My Homework in the Hamptons, What I Learned Teaching the Children of the 1%, by Blythe Grossberg. Read by Anne Marie Gideon. Author's note. A note about the characters in this book. The characters are based on the nearly 20 years I spent working with thousands of students in New York City. I have changed the names and identifying details and created composite characters to protect the identities and privacy of the people in the book. This book has elements of memoir, which reflect the author's present recollections of experiences in the past. Some events have been compressed, and some dialogue has been recreated. I tried to represent with accuracy the world I portray. Human memory is not perfect, but my intent was always to render the characters, particularly the children at the heart of the book, with fidelity and humanity. 1. The doors of Fifth Avenue open. When I meet my first tutee, 15-year-old Sophie, she sweeps down a grand, winding staircase covered with white carpet. Her Park Avenue duplex is appointed entirely in white, from the couches to the shag carpet to the miniature poodles yapping at her feet. The short skirt of her private school uniform flaps as she scoops up one of her dogs, orders it to be quiet, and tweaks the bow on its tiny head. Before we ascend to work on writing, her housekeepers, two Filipino women, ask us if we would like anything to eat or drink. In her room, a pink gingham bedspread matches the fabric on her desk chair. Everything else is white and spotless. The usual mess of a teenager's room is nowhere in sight. She has neatly stacked up her school books, but they are the only sign of clutter. Even her flat-screen TV is stored behind a wood console, and the only objects disturbing the whiteness and pinkness of her space is her collection of Limoges boxes, carefully arranged at right angles to each other. There is a photo in a crystal picture frame of her with her dad, taken at a golf tournament in the Hamptons. It is only when she opens the built-in cabinets over her desk that I see the magazine cutouts that clutter most teenagers' rooms, alongside photos of her friends wearing too much makeup, dressed to the nines in designer dresses and high heels. After getting out her copy of The Great Gatsby, she begins to speak about her assignment: to write an expository essay about whether Gatsby achieved the American dream. Her two white dogs start barking again until one of the Filipino women comes to hush them and haul them downstairs. I'm going to say that Gatsby did not achieve the dream, she says, because that's what my teacher thinks. She pauses for a minute and licks her lips nervously. Unless you think I should write something else. We go back and forth, talking about the ideas, and I can sense that she's nervous that I think there's no one right answer. Instead, I ask her to find support in the text for her contention that Gatsby failed to achieve the dream. She leafs through the pages mechanically, her nails painted with glittering polish that she has half picked off. She reads the following passage about Gatsby's riotous, lavish parties. Every Friday, 5 crates of oranges and lemons arrived from a fruiterer in New York. Every Monday, these same oranges and lemons left his back door in a pyramid of pulpless halves. She is ready to skip ahead until I ask her to slow down and think about this image. My parents' kitchen looks like that during a party, too, she says. All those lemon rinds next to the bar. And my mom almost looks like a wrung-out lemon after a long night. She realizes that partygoers have trampled Gatsby's house, just as they regularly trash her parents' Hamptons house in the summer, and that the result is a sense of lethargy and letdown. The passage seems to make sense to her and to connect to her personal experience. She uses the intercom on the wall next to her desk to buzz her maids to bring up some green tea, which appears in a matter of minutes in porcelain cups and saucers, with thin lemon wedges teetering on the rims. We eventually hammer out an outline, and I think she has done a good job coming up with an arguable thesis and marshaling some evidence from the text. She musters a faint smile as I leave. Or
Sample complete. Ready to continue?